morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, April the 15th. What would have been tax day in a normal world, but that's not till July. So we will celebrate by reading Psalm 102. This is a little bit different than Psalm 100, which I read for you yesterday. And if you've ever wondered if feelings of depression and sorrow are unique to our time or are universal, this psalm should answer it for you. So we're not going to read all of it. It's a pretty long psalm. We're going to go through verse 13. Hear my prayer, Lord. Let my cry reach you. Do not turn from me in my hour of need. When I call, listen, answer me at once. For my days dissolve like smoke. My bones are burned to ash. My heart withers away like grass. I forget to eat, so consumed am I with my grief. My skin hangs on my bones. Like a gull lost in the desert, like an owl haunting the ruins, I keep a solitary watch, a lone bird on a roof. All day my enemies mock me. They make my name a curse. For bread, I eat ashes. Tears salt my drink. You lifted me up in anger and threw me to the ground. My days pass into evening. I wither like the grass. But you, Lord, preside forever. Every age remembers you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. One of the things Tasha and I have tried to do is to give you positive thoughts and positive feelings in a very negative and difficult time. But when we do that exclusively, we minimize the legitimacy of sorrow, loneliness, and despair. These are also feelings that we are having during these days. I think all of us have felt waves of grief or sadness or fear come over us. Those are not illegitimate. Those are not things we should seek to repress. They're not unfaithful feelings. What's unfaithful, I think, is when we exclude God from those feelings, when we feel as though our faith has no say over those areas of our lives. God doesn't wave a magic wand and solve those problems. But as you can hear from the words of the psalmist here and other places throughout the Psalter, you get these ideas of calling out to God, of watching for God, even in those difficult times. Do not turn from me in my hour of need. When I call, listen, answer me at once. I keep a solitary watch, a lone bird on a roof. Our cries out for God, our appeals to God, even in the times, and especially in the times of our greatest fear or sadness or darkness, are some of the most faithful things we can do. Asking questions, wondering where God is, when we will find relief or solace. Today, maybe that is something for us to spend some time with, to not try to flee from the suffering of these days or the fear of them, but instead to bring God into those very fears and despairs we're having. So as we approach this day, we do not know what it shall hold. Let us approach it unafraid of speaking our deepest fears and worries to God, unafraid of questioning God's presence and God's plan, and asking God, when will you hear me? Let us pray. Holy God, on this day we ask for your presence in our hearts and in our lives. We ask you why these things are happening. We ask you whether or not you shall intervene. We ask you if you will come and comfort us and relieve our fears. We know that you are timeless, that you were here yesterday, are here today, and shall be here tomorrow. But in the midst of your infinite presence, we who live for but just a moment are scared and sad. And today we pray for your presence, especially in our lives and in the lives of those who we love and in the lives of those around our country and throughout the world who are suffering. Please guide and strengthen all of us, and we will watch for that strength, strengthening and comforting today. We will watch through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Okay. That's our stress to the nines for this morning. Tasha will be back with you tomorrow night at 9 p.m. I will see you tomorrow morning.
Tonight.
Tonight at 9 p.m. Tasha just corrected me. tonight at 9 p.m. I will see you tomorrow morning. I would like bonus points for not being in my pajamas today. I'll see you then. Peace.